It's a little bit frozen, but it's good. I mean, no, the screen freezes. Are you okay? Is the sound okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So we'll learn what we'll start at least his Maimer. The Ramchal has a Maimer on the Tefillos of Rosh Hashanah. It's called Maimer Chochma. It's actually come out in a few different formats recently. David Cohen wrote a whole sefer on it, Kedaka B'Kodesh. But in the beginning, he has the whole Maimer. It's part of a Maimer Chochma at the end of it. Talk upon him, and I think we'll do that. Last year, I think we did. We did Derech Hashem. This is on the Tefillah more specifically. Uvchein yiskad Hashimcha. Bektushas Hashem osifim uvchein yiskad Hashimcha. So Bemis says you have a whole range of in the Tefillah that we moisif. The main osifah that's not part of the etzim. Shmoneh Esra is the Bechein Yiskad Hashimcha, Bechein Tein Pachtro, Bechein Tein Kovod, that whole Inyan. So he's going to be Masperit. Bechein Yiskad Hashimcha, Ve'inyan Da, Ki Hine Bechlal Ha'olam Yesh HaToyva Ra. In the world you have Toivu Ra, Ve'anfehem B'mina Anushi Yisrov Umas Olam. And the branches, in those, their parallels or their offshoots in the Min HaNushi is Yisrael and Umas Olam. V'hine Tikkun Olam Ushia Toiv Sholet Vara Nichpe, or B'Min HaNushi Yisrael Sholtim Umas Olam Mishtavim Tachtehem. So the Tikkun Olam is have the Toiv Sholet Vara Nichpe, and in Min HaNushi it's Yisrael Sholtim Umas Olam Mishtavim Tachtehem. So let's discuss this point over here. First of all, what does it mean that in the world is Toiv and Ra and Yisrael Umas Olam? Lemaisa, it says that, I mean, the Malach does not say who's Tzaddik in Russia. So, you know, there's been a certain bureau that Klal Yisrael is Toiv, Umas Olam is the clip around it. But I want to explain a little bit more what's going to be Mahalach over here. The Umas Ha'olam, when we speak about Ra in the world, so everything in the world that has a Metzias has a Tachlis that is for the good. So the Malach, the Satan is a Malach. It's a Malach whose job is to make Avodah in the world happen by trying to stir it in one way or another way. The chelik of the Bria that we would call Ra is Ra when it tries to when you center the world around it. So, Marshall Dugma, if let's say you would have some sort of very sharp spice, if you have some sort of even samamavis, it's only samamavis in a certain dosage. At some point, almost every sum, if it's diluted enough, it sometimes, many of them are a tzorech. Even arsenic, which is a poison, a person needs a certain amount of it. More than that is a poison, less is not enough. Ra is something which, when it is serving the avoida, when it's serving to do right, then it has found its place. When it grabs the crown for itself and it says, Anoem loich, I'm the one who's the balabas here, it's me and everything about me, then it's something that is Ra. Let's give a dogma. Let's take something, it would be nageah to one of the Umas Ha'olam, and it would be nageah to Ra, a koyach nebriah. Let's take the koyach of Yoifi. And we will make the French as the balabatim for Yoifi. Fair enough. I think the French will be happy with it. We're also okay with it. So, if Klal Yisrael and Toiv were to set the agenda of what needs to be muvlot, what needs to be emphasized, what needs to be beautified. If the Zekeli I supply, and then the guy comes in and adds the Vanveu Kefi my direction, then everything is good. the Zeh Keli has a better way of expressing itself, and the Van Veu finds its tachlis. The big day koyin ala kavidal tifaris, and when we decide which begodim need the kavidal tifaris, and then the kavidal tifaris is supplied by the bali kavidal tifaris, then we have a double mila. We have a mila for us that we're nene from kavidal tifaris. We're able to crown the koyin with kavidal tifaris. And Kavan Teferis found its place in the Bria, where it's doing something useful and good and a tachlis. That's when things go kefi the way should go. If things go lopsided, so the Frenchman decides from his vantage point, he takes Yoifi and makes it into the essence of the Bria, which is and therefore it becomes filled with every klipa and every taiva, and as long as it catches the eye, it's good, and we get two problems. His yoifi becomes a vehicle for the bad, and the good becomes pushed aside to a corner. The same thing is true. It's true with all koyches in the Bria. And it's true with Yisrael and Umas Oilam. Every Ummah has a certain koyach, has a certain inyan, that it is its mohus. If it understands that its mohus, l'moshel, let's take another example. Germans were into seder and structure and organization and so on and so forth. If that becomes understood as having value as a chetimtza for something, so then you get a person who's able to organize Avodas Hashem in a very mesudar koyfin. If it becomes a davik shel atzmoi, it becomes runaway, it becomes amok, and it becomes like the crazy. I once saw they had a clip. They found they found like a vault of millions of records of the Germans a few years ago, 2-3 years ago, was on the TV and everything, and they showed the guy pulled out a dossier of lice inspection in the camps, and each person how many dead lice they found, how many live lice. And you say to yourself, you couldn't believe something like that if you wouldn't have seen it. And the teretz is their mohus was where all the nug is als. And it makes a difference whether you're killing people, whether you're exterminating people. It became, any time anything but the Nekuda Merkazis, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if anything other than that becomes an entity b'fnei atzmoi, if it becomes a malchus k'shel atzmoi, then it's ra. So if yoifi is a malchus k'shel atzmoi, and if seder is a malchus k'shel atzmoi, and even chesed, yishmol becomes a malchus k'shel atzmoi, and chesed is not part of something else. There's no mutter, there's no asa, there's nusis mutter, and so on. Everything becomes corrupt. So when we talk about ra, it is primarily ra because it became a davek k'shel atzmoi. Kidu, I've heard many times, said all the time, that the word ra comes from, like it says, to roye b'shevet barzel, which means to cut, to break into pieces. Toiv is like meloshen hatoves haneiris, which means it allows the wick to draw. The toiv of the bria is anything that's mechuber and being yoinik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it becomes a hemshech of a certain Ratzon Hashem. And anything ra in the bria is when it breaks off. No matter how good it seems to be, if it breaks off from a shayrish, it tries to become its own mitzias, it will inevitably be ra. And that is, so Yisrael and Umas Ha'olam are toiv and ra, and the word is, was if the ra would become mischabe to the toiv, then the toiv would be nene from the ra, and the ra would get a chiyus from the toiv and get a mitzias of toiv. V'hine, b'yoyis ha'davakein, he says, toiv, hine toiv lakoil. when the Yisrael is shoylet and Umasol is mishtabit, the point of mishtabit doesn't mean that, you know, we have a lot of servants to use in you know, kind of to take care of the dishes and the cleaning. It means the koiches that the Umas Olam bring to the world become mishubit for toiv. That's how they see themselves, and that's how we see it. He says hine toiv lakoil. That's a klolius of toiv. Kina k'tusha me'ir b'Yisrael mischazekes bam. The k'tusha is me'ir in Klal Yisrael. It becomes stronger because it has more of a chitimtza to express itself. U'b'yoyisim asol mishtabim tachtom nitaktim al yodam. They become misukin al yodam. V'nimshach le'meshach min k'tusha hu. And they get from that k'tusha. So just like l'mashal, a person who supports a person who's sitting and learning. So you get... the pshat is you're stelling tzu to yourself, and b'meil you get of that kedusha and so on. Ach, im umas oyle mispatzim dachte Yisrael v'sholtim. If they break away from Klal Yisrael and they want to have their own shulton, v'Yisrael nichnoim, hine Yisrael mafsidim umas oyle mafsidim. So both Klal Yisrael lose and umas oyle lose. Yisrael mafsidim shei b'shiflus. V'k'tusha einim is chazekes b'olam. Klal Yisrael is mafsid because k'tusha wanes. Their inability. Klal Yisrael doesn't have many vehicles for expressing toiv into the bria. They're very weak. They don't have a lot. So b'meila, if the umas olam are not giving them, are not helping them present to the world, so their k'tusha diminishes, it doesn't have its full expression. So Klal Yisrael, when they're weakened, Kedusha itself is also weak, because the kli for Kedusha in the world is Klal Yisrael, and that becomes weakened. Lose totally. For us, we never lose totally kedusha. We never become devoid of kedusha and toiv, but we become greatly diminished. Umasoilam, if they rebel, if they go and do their own thing, they totally snap the kesha and they become misroikin totally. For them, it's total misa. I want to stop a second and pause about and think about this a little bit. There are two conflicting, very conflicting approaches to the world around, and both of them are not right. There's one view that the entire world is us. And us means Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael means Bnei Torah. Bnei Torah means Brisk, and Avraham Yishuv David, depending on which one, you know, you were in and which one you weren't. So a very, very minimalistic view. And the 9 billion people in the world are nothing. They can die, they can this, it makes no difference. On the other hand, that's one extreme. The other extreme is that in the world, was haste, there's a big world outside. You have the opera is a world, the theater is a world, and this is a world, and that's a world, and you know, that's the big world. Both of them are not right. There's a big bria of 9 billion people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makif the entire bria, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chasal ma'is yadav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Bria to be Niskayim. He wants the Kiyam HaBriya, the Kiyam HaOilam. The Kiyam HaOilam can only be if each and every Nivra finds its Chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It will not have... There's no kiyum. A world that doesn't have a chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no kiyum. So the only kiyum that the world has is, the only real kiyum is when it finds its makom to be Oyver HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The basic avoida of the world around is to enhance Torah Hashem. They have the kalim for presenting Torah Hashem. So just like, let's take it as an example, even within a machna. You have somebody who's let's say a gevaldik writer, writes very beautifully. So if he takes his koiches and he says, okay, what does Torah want and how do I express it? How do I bring out whatever it is, the toichen, in my writing, in my story, my this and that? If the person is being marchiv gevulos of Torah and realizing his own connection. If a person sees writing ability as a mitzias in its own right, and has no shaykhis to toiv and ra, then it becomes minutik from toiv, and it has no chibah to kedusha. The world around is nivroim, and talk about people, and people have a tachlis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world, but the only way the world has a kiyum of toiv, is when it has a chibur, when it understands the Malchus Shemayim and understands Klal Yisrael's central role and understands that its tachlis is to bring it out, to facilitate bringing it out, and so on. Okay, so Omnom. Yes.
The Tzura Selim nowadays, we don't seem to be having any Hashpa, Numa Selim. So, I mean, does that mean that we're not accomplishing a very fundamental thing?
So, first of all, I would have a few horrors on that. The Rambam says that Christianity and Islam are a toilada of us, and in some way, it's a hemshech to Rumus Olam, the idea that there's a God. Let's think a second, a little bit sort of out of the box. Many umos have books of stories, mythology. All of the mythologies are stories about people drinking, fighting, womenizing, killing each other. There's not a shred of morality in any of those works. It's stories that, I'm not talking about Emes and Sheker, but what does the story project? The story projects the grubkite that they are. There's none of, the only quote-unquote virtue that they press is being heroic in battle. That's like the only thing, the guy who's Haraf Nafshilomus to kill or be killed. That's the only, it's only hero. When you talk about a hero, that's it. That's it. That's what Umas Olam have. The Torah comes along with good and bad, right and wrong. It's amazing. Hitler Yimach Shemoy said that the Bible inflicted a conscience on us. It created a type of concept of toiv. I once heard from Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg. He said, "It says that the whole world was mizdazea when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah." It says, "Where were the mizdazea? Where?" In other words, what changed? So he said a very fascinating hara. He said, until Matan Torah, if a person had a child and it was a baby girl and didn't like the baby girl, he killed her. Why? Because I don't want her. I don't want a girl. I'm in the mood for a boy, or vice versa. He had a boy. He's too weak. He's scrawny. I don't like. I want somebody that's tall, dark, and handsome. It's not the type of boy I want. Kill him. That doesn't need any excuses. I'm all powerful. I gave birth to him, and machle, I don't want him. If the Matan Torah, he said, you need an excuse. It's a tragedy to bring an unwanted child into the world. I'm being kind to him by not wanting him. The need to explain yourself, the need to find some sort of dimion of ke'ilu toiv, is something that is a direct hemshech of Torah. In other words, leisirtzach is leisirtzach. Nobody can say, I don't care about murder. I say that fakert, this is not murder, this is noch besser. A life like this is not worth living. There's no quality of life. He wouldn't have wanted it that way. I'm fulfilling your wishes. There are 1,001 tirutzim but they need a teretz. That was the way he explained it. So there is A, there is a hashpah. B, there's a certain hashkacha that even Umas HaOlam, my son was once on a plane sitting next to a man from India. And the man was asking about Jews, whatever. And my son on a whim asks him, tell me, how many Jews do you think are in the world? So the guy said between 60 to 70 million. So my son said, probably a tenth of that. The guy said, impossible. I said, why? He said, you guys make too much noise. There's a certain, the hashgacha puts us, I mean, there are many, many countries with many, many more people and much more going on than us, Congo and Angola and who knows what, and nobody knows about it. So actually, yeah, did something about us that carries a certain, a certain understanding. I mean, it is halei davahu. So I would. So those are two areas where I could see, honestly, saying that we make an impact. And
In terms of morality, it seems to have been quite a while. I mean, the Torah obviously was given a long time ago, but
right.
In the contemporary time, it's difficult to see how we are, unless we're maybe slowing down by a small fraction this descent.
I don't know. It's an interesting question. Maybe as we're mischazik ourselves. I mean, for the Umas HaOlam, if enough people are shomer Torah mitzvahs, it becomes some sort of mark. It's hard for me to say that I see it and so on and so forth. I would just have to guess that these are two areas that make a difference.
We see it in, like, I think Hitler said that Jews are the conscience of the nation.
Yes. They inflicted conscience on the world. They inflicted, I think he said, circumcision on the body and a conscience on the world.
We see more than that.
What?
We don't see it in a positive way. We see it in a conscience. We see that maybe they feel a little guilty about doing something wrong. But do we see how Jews have a positive, you even have a positive hashpa, how you see them doing something in a positive way?
I don't know.
That's all it is. It's just some era.
A conscience is a very positive thing. It means that we're aware. A conscience is much deeper than stopping us doing averis. It doesn't work that well, tzafes. But to me, a conscience is a sign that there's a deeper chelik in Tzuras Adam. To me, one of the strongest points of Emuna is, what is it in me that doesn't want to do wrong? I understand. I know what in me wants to eat lunch, and I know what in me wants to go to sleep, and I know what in me wants to do X and Y and Z. What is it in me? There's no be'etzem aver that's teveya toiv. You know, my stomach is teveya a meal, and my eyes are teveya sleep, and v'chulu. The mitzias that there's something in a person that's teveya ruchnias is I think a very strong point. In other words, this whole arrangement of how strong are we, and how much are we mashpia, and how much is the world understands itself as mushpoim, that's toluy in the gilui of Malchus Yisbarach. When it's begolui, so it becomes quite clear what's the ikar and what's the tafel, and when it's behesta, it gets reversed. V'ulam b'yom rishon ha'adon baruch hu oimed kavyoch b'b'chinas melech alei lamai. On Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the melech ba'olam. Valkein hini hashor ruyel ispalafonav shegalam chuzgam ha'olam. So he says here a very important ha'ara, the Ramchal. Every time, every tkufa in the year has its yichud. And that's why on Sukkot is Man Sechvaseinus, is Man Fashpa of Simcha. Pesach is Man Cheresenus, Ashpa of Cherus. Shavuos is Man Matatarasenus, and so on. Rosh Hashanah is the Zman of Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Inyan that is, that's what the time is. And B'meila, the Tefillah, that's the time we could be Mamshich Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu onto the Bria. Let's explain why this is the Zman. So, I mean, Pesach is easy to understand because, you know, Cheres and Shavuos, all three. Rosh Hashanah is the Brias Ha'olam. We make a mistake in whether the horse came before the cart or the cart before the horse. We think like this. On the first day of the world came into being. Adam was created, fine. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked around and said, hey, there's a vacancy. They're missing a Rav in the community. They're missing a Melech. I'm applying as a Melech and I'm taking the Malchus. That's how kind of we visualize it. So, so Lamashal, you have a community that built a shul. They finish building the shul. The Elam sits down. They say, we have everything. We need a Rav. There's a second Eifin where a Rav builds a shul to have a community, and then a community comes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't build the world and then bring his Malchus. He wanted, Ritzoni Yisparach was to express Malchus in the world, a midah of Malchus. And why? We have no idea, and we won't have an idea because it's before the Brias Olam. The world is the hechetimtza for Malchus. And when, until Adam came around, there was no Malchus in the Bria. There was no real Malchus. It says, you know, in the early days, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechalek the Brias and was Malach Lehem. On Friday, when Adam was created, the Shil Shalayim is Hashem Malach. That's when Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized itself. So if somebody were to ask, what is unique about Rosh Hashanah? The answer would be, it's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala Midas Malchusay. How was Megala Midas Malchusay? By creating the world. So the Yom Rishon of the Bria is Be'etzem a Gilui of Malchus. And therefore, it is appropriate that that's the Zman that's Mesugal for this Bechin of Malchus.
Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malach
Adam, sorry?
I was saying, don't I love his Malach Adam close to the Baruch?
Yes. In other words, that is exactly the point that I'm making. It says, Ein Melech B'loi Am, famous Epik Rebbe Elazar. Well, it doesn't say exactly that way. It says, is there a Malchus without an Am? It means that, it's like the difference I told you, when a community builds a shul and then takes a rav, it's not shaykh to say I was a rav before there was a shul. When a rav looks for a place to put his, or a yeshiva looks for a place to put his yeshiva down, so he's not a Rosh Yeshiva, there's no yeshiva in befoal, in actually, but he's a Rosh Yeshiva, and the yeshiva is the chetimtza for him to express his shiurim or whatever it is that he wants to express. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malach before the Bria, because there's a midah of Malchus, which this Bria is its expression. And therefore, and that's a way in which this midah of Malchus is the most important for us. Even though on the totem pole, Malchus is sort of at the end, it's the last midah. It is the important midah for us because it's something that we express ourselves. We are the embodiment of Malchus. All the other midahs are prelude to a midah of Malchus, which includes us in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metziah, so to speak. We are that midah of Malchus. We're the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a world. V'ulam. So b'yoyim Rosh Hashanah Adon Baruch Hu oymit kaver b'chinas Malach HaLamay. And Rosh Hashanah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech. That's the time to be mispalfit. So that's why we're mispal for all of these things. They're not side things, like it's another good thing to daven for. This is be'etzem, the yisoid of it. V'hine betchila noima yiskada shimcha v'chulu, v'ayna shivonu chuz boilam v'yiskala, v'yischaska al yisrael, v'zeh al yisrael amecha. So therefore, we say v'chein yiskada shimcha, that's the nusach, and you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala his name on us, he's megala to us, and then it's possible to megala to the Umas HaOlam. So when we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being megala himself to the world around, we don't start, we kind of think down deep in our hearts, Baruch Hashem, we're okay, we're pretty good. I mean, we're makin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when we do mitzvahs, and we could do better, but we're okay. The world around is terrible, that because the shkatzim, and so on and so forth, and they really need a ticket. It's the other way around, because the hashpot of them will come from us. If our kli kibble is not wide enough to be tefeach al nasa tefeach, if we're not wide enough to be able to give a run over of Kedusha, then it's not going anywhere. We need to be misakin ourselves. That's his nusach was of the Chenis Kara Shimcha before, in order to be able to flow over into the world. So if Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh Shmoy in themselves, and then it overflows to the world around. That's the Bchinas Malchus that we're being mispowered for. I want to add one more knetch. You know, one of the things that are always interesting is which things can get added to the nusach. This is a nusach kadmon, but it's not, doesn't seem to be part of the etzem shmoneh esrei. It's in the wrong place for it. It's in Atah Kodesh, which is Nishvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Gemur Shainas. The mahus of it is, the malach of it is, that this is before we look at our desire, need, whatever it is, which goes later. So even though it's Yontiv and Betzim, the middle brachas are Kedushas Hayoyim, but it has in it, Kachen Rosei Sechas, Enchakim Sor Sechas, Abim Tevecha, and so on. But there are some bakoshes wrapped up in it. In the Gimel Rishonis, there normally are no bakoshes, but this, the Gimel Rishonis describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's meant to sort of, when we speak about the Shavachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we basically are sort of being metayer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're describing him. In Atah Kodesh, we are stelling tzu. In Atah Kodesh, we are describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rutzen that the world be consistent with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the bakoshes for the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu belong dafke in this place over here. Okay, let's hold it here. Any questions or whatever? I have to go soon to yeshiva.
I had a quick ha'ara. Maybe it's my Yitzhara.
Your name is what?
The Yitzhara.
Yeah.
Originally, on the point, you feel like the Rambam says with Christianity and Islam that it's that belief in one God is a movement in the direction of Achdus HaBriya.
Right.
So I thought that in a sense the internet does that. I mean, it brings people together in a certain achdus or a connection, a connectivity between everyone in the entire world that before there was never such a concept of. Obviously, right. That can be used with Torah and Lirah.
Right.
But the concept that everyone, the entire Brian, all over the place,
explaining
people as a certain way, and you.
I want to tell you something. You know, we're sitting here and Skyping. You're in Lakewood. I'm still speaking. A week ago, there's a Talmud of the Yeshiva who's in the Kotel in Portland, Oregon. He's very, very active there. I did a Skype schmooze with them. We have two young alaita. One is a Rav and one is a Makarv in Rochester. Did a Skype. So you say to yourself, it's incredible. I mean, it's incredible, and it's incredible what churban you can do. They're both, but inach nami, this whole musig that it's becoming one village and so connected is incredible in terms of understanding this. I want to go a little step further. The malchus means that every piece is connected and fits into a puzzle. When a melech is shaled on everything, it doesn't mean it, as opposed to a shilton of bal karchach, where a shilton is just I'm roide on everybody, I'm a tyrant or dictator. A melech, it says the melech is the middle oisius. A melech is something that forms a hub around which everything has a connection. They connect to the hub and thereby are connected to each other. So the idea that things can become connected around a hub is a very much an inyan of malchus. It means that every piece finds its place. It's not duplicated. It's not that. There's something for Bal Nefesh to sit and to think about. It is kind of incredible. Okay. Yeah. Good. So next week is okay for Eilim. It's Wednesday better or Thursday better? Does it make a difference?
Let's
make Thursday. For me, Thursday is a bit better.
Okay.
So we'll make it Thursday's 8 o'clock is good for Eilim.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll leave it Thursday's 8 o'clock and okay. Bezus Hashem. Okay. Yashakreich. Who's the host? Whose house was it? Rabbi Weinberger's or?
Yeah, the Weinberger's.
Okay. So Yashakreich for the Balach Sanya.
Okay.
Okay. Beseder.